One BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris officially clinched the Democratic nomination for president last night. We could find out any moment now who she's choosing as a running mate. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has our top story from the White House.
What we continue to be told is that Vice President Harris still has not made her choice. There will be an announcement, then there will be a video released introducing the country to this pick, whoever it is, and then she's appearing side by side with this individual at a rally in Philadelphia.
Tropical Storm Debbie is dumping torrential rain on Georgia and South Carolina, unleashing major flooding. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Charleston.
They've opened up some public garages so that people can get their cars on a higher level, because that's always a big problem around here. They've been trying to pump water out already, but the big problem that you're going to see if we get what is forecasted for this area is that you'll have the water trying to drain into the sea behind us, but then if you have storm surge, it can't really go anywhere.
Systems blame for at least 5 deaths. Markets are making a comeback after yesterday's monumental losses. Analyst Gene Peroni.
I think I could make a case that while there are some legitimate reasons for the uncertainties and the fears, it probably was overdone in the session.
A landmark court ruling could change the way you use the internet. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
A judge, after a 10-week trial, ruling that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash any of its competitors. Antitrust enforcers have been saying that Google illegally held a monopoly over online search and related advertising by paying billions over decades to Apple, Samsung, and others to be sure its search engine was used instead of others.
A suspected rocket attack has injured several American service members at a military camp in Iraq. There's been no claim of responsibility so far, as Israel waits for possible retaliation by Iran after last week's assassinations of 2 Hamas leaders. Military consultant Jeff McCausland says the U.S. could be drawn in now.
Depending on the number of injuries, depending on the extent of their injuries, I think will be one of the motivations on what size response the United States executes.
A company called Moonshots documented a huge spike in calls for a modern-day civil war the day after the assassination attempt on former President Trump. CBS's Anna Schechter.
It's often young men, young white men who feel disenfranchised, who feel like they don't have prospects, espouse this kind of viewpoint. And there are multiple pockets of the internet that are devoted to this population.
Dow futures up 93. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a few dozen power outages from storms last night in Racine and Kenosha counties. However, that number is in the thousands just to the north. Around 8,000 homes and businesses woke up without electricity in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. High winds are mostly to blame, with We Energy saying they've got crews working on getting everyone plugged back in. There are things ongoing. High waves and dangerous currents are part of the alert from the National Weather Service. A beach hazard statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in the state. Waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are being seen. People are being advised to stay out of the water and avoid piers and breakwalls. One of the men accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting is facing new charges after a fight in the jail. Lamarion Blair faces 4 new criminal charges following a fight July 5th involving Blair and another inmate. A criminal complaint says it was a dispute over money. Blair now faces a total of 53 criminal charges, including 49 from a cemetery shooting case. And Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewery has officially completed the acquisition of Kenosha's Public Brewing Company. The Kenosha Brewery will close for about a week to reorganize, retrain, and update things under a new ownership. The Lakefront Brewery president says they're excited about continuing Kenosha's craft beer brewing tradition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the crew in Atlanta to open a three-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a six-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. The Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lingering showers and thunderstorms this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 64. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
This is how I grew up. Our high school mascot was a gopher. Like, my self-esteem wasn't low enough in high school. We had to cheer for a rodent. What is that? Out there at the big games, we've got spirit. Yes, we do. We can burrow. How about you? Don't mess with us. We'll rip up your golf course. Whenever I go home, I like to look at my high school yearbook because I like to look at the people that used to intimidate me. That's the best. I look through, it's like, wow, Beth was the homecoming queen. Now she's the trailer park queen. Woo! Go Gophers! And I love it. If you look in your high school yearbook, it's so great because the stuff people wrote in there, very sincere. I want to, like, call people based on what they wrote in my yearbook. Like, I haven't talked to them since. Just call them up. Hey, Susan, what's going on? This is Laura. What am I doing? Staying sweet, just like you said. Thanks for the advice. It is really working out for me. Hey, Susan, I have a question. Are you still with Corey Trapper Mullins? No. Oh, says here forever. That's too bad.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
So much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I change my mind and open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
And I do appreciate you being right.
Help me. the Beatles, 1965, from the movie Help, movie of the same name. I'm Don Rose. Good morning, 6:09 on a Tuesday morning. A horrible thing happened this morning. A horrible thing. I opened my door to leave, and it was dark. It was so light during the summer. I loved it. I went out there. The sun was up. The birds were tweeting. Went out to my car, came into work, got out of the car in the parking lot. Oh, the birds there recognized me. Hello, Don. Tweet, 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 tweet. Hello, Don. Now it's dark. No birds. Maybe a barking dog in the distance. That's it. Oh, we're going back to dark mornings again. Oh, I used to love that sunshine out there first thing in the morning when I opened the door. Ah, time moves on. CCR, looking out my back door at 6:10. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN Radio.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, provided by magicians.
CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Looking out my back door and seeing nothing but darkness this morning. Really bummed me out. Hey, you know, for decades, Paul Harvey was a daily delight and highlight on WRJN. Not only bringing you local news and timeless hits, but now we're adding the timeless wit and wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of his story. Many of Paul Harvey's masterful descriptions of people, places, and events over the years still ring true today. You can hear the rest of the story with Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:25 and again at noon with Cindy Huber, 12:05 p.m. right here at WRJN. The rest of the story. Heard it yesterday, too. It does bring back memories. Paul Harvey, what a great announcer, honey. It's 6:13 at WRJN. We are looking for a cloudy day today. Showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs near 70. I got to mow the lawn. It's got to stop raining. A gradual clearing tonight. Lows around 65. Tomorrow, sunny once again. And it looks like a high near 76 right now. Cloudy and 66 degrees here at Radio Park with Tommy James and the Shondells.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Around.
We gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble through the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
James of the Shondells, I think we're alone now. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN Radio. It's a Tuesday morning at 6:15, and if you need a friend, a new AI companion called Friend is all over social media after launching last week. It's a pendant you wear around your neck that listens to everything and tosses out comments via text message. You can pre-order them for $99, but they won't ship until early next year. My question is, what if my new Friend doesn't like me?
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partnered with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 101 FM and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Here are the Raiders. Mark Lindsay and his crew there. Indian Reservation. Boy, I stuck my beak outside just a second ago. It's very windy. It's nice. Very cloudy. But the wind and that breeze felt really good this morning. Wow. What a difference. Local news and timeless hits. The WRJN with the Big O Roy.
Sweet dream, baby.
Sweet dream, baby.
don't forget to come and enjoy the Racine Concert Band's 102nd year of free concerts Sunday nights through August 11th. This is the big finale this coming Sunday night. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. The downbeat is at 7 p.m. Okay? That's at the Racine Zoo this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Remember, it's all free.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before.
Goes on forever. Lemon Popper is Green Tambourine, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, this is interesting here. Taylor Swift has one of the highest average ticket prices over the past 5 years, $239 per ticket on average. She's only second to U2, they're $272 on average. But she's not even in the top 10 if you're calculating by the minute. A study found they analyzed touring data from 200 of the most popular acts and compared their average ticket prices to the average lengths of their shows. It turns out Bruno Mars is the costliest artist. You're paying $2.19 to listen to him per minute. He's number one. U2 is at $2.12 per minute. Drake, $1.81 a minute. The Rolling Stones, a good bargain, $1.78 per minute. George Strait, $1.77 per minute. The Eagles, $1.74 per minute. Now, the reason Taylor isn't high on the list is because even though her ticket prices are up there, you get a lot of Taylor for your buck. You see, her concerts average 3 hours, 21 minutes, more than anyone else out there on the road. So, hey, even those Taylor Swift tickets, even though they're expensive, getting a good bang for your buck there. It's 620, make it 629 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. As we head off to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom and Stuart J. Waddles this morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a few dozen power outages from storms last night in Racine and Kenosha counties. However, that number is in the thousands just to the north. Around 8,000 homes and businesses woke up without electricity in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. High winds are mostly to blame, with We Energy saying they've got crews working on getting everyone plugged back in. There are things ongoing. High waves and dangerous currents are part of the alert from the National Weather Service. A beach hazard statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in the state. Waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are being seen. People are being advised to stay out of the water and avoid piers and breakwalls. One of the men accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting is facing new charges after a fight in the jail. Lamarion Blair faces 4 new criminal charges following a fight July 5th involving Blair and another inmate. A criminal complaint says it was a dispute over money. Blair now faces a total of 53 criminal charges, including 49 from a cemetery shooting case. And Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewery has officially completed the acquisition of Kenosha's Public Brewing Company. The Kenosha Brewery will close for about a week to reorganize, retrain, and update things under a new ownership. The Lakefront Brewery president says they're excited about continuing Kenosha's craft beer brewing tradition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The dairy industry continuing to review the federal milk marketing order reform guidelines that were released about a month ago. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And I'll tell you what, Wisconsin dairy producers better pay attention. Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist in River Falls, says although these federal milk orders may not decide prices, they definitely influence them.
When you're thinking of what the federal orders do and what they are, is to think of them almost as a traffic cop for dairy markets. They don't set the prices. The market sets the prices. They're a mechanism in which a lot of our trafficking, policing happens within dairy pricing, right? They're the mechanism in which some of the math happens, in which some of the transmission of information, price discovery, information, things like this happen. So oftentimes you'll hear somebody say, oh, federal orders set a minimum price. No, they don't set it. The market does.
Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist at River Falls, he said, ultimately, the dairy industry will vote on a yes or no on these federal milk order reforms. He said, yes means you agree to adopt the changes. No means getting rid of the orders entirely. So critical to stay in communication with your dairy cooperative. Markets next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 2 cents to 191. 40-pound block cheese, a penny lower at 184. Double-A butter stood still at 310 and a half. On the closing bell, December corn finished 3 3/4 cents higher at 407. November new crop beans were up 13 and a half on Monday, 1040 and 3/4. September wheat a half cent higher, 539 and a half. Not a real good day for dairy. The September class 3 milk dropped 68 cents to 1977. October was down 41. 2023 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stood on a Tuesday morning. I'm PM Yankee.
Lingering showers and thunderstorms this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 64. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
A couple months ago, I read about this guy in the paper who plunged to his death bungee jumping because his cord was 70 feet too long. 70 feet too long. Would actually make for a very good word problem, wouldn't it? Jim is about to bungee jump. The ground is 100 feet below Jim. What can the maximum length of Jim's bungee cord be when stretched? That must have been an uneasy feeling, huh? Free falling to the earth like that. You know, his last thought must have been, boy, this thing should be tightening up any second now.
Yeah.
Mr. Tambourine Man at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and some sad news. Aerosmith retiring from touring because Steven Tyler won't fully recover from his vocal issues. The band put out a release and said, "Play our music loud, now and always. Dream on. You've made our dreams come true." I was so sad when I read that. I felt terrible. I started tearing up. 637 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, "Hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss." I said, "Hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, "Look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame?" I said, "Slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last?" She said, "Love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love." All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right now. All right now, yeah. All
right now. That's free at 642 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Hey, guess what I've got coming up this morning in the 7 o'clock hour? Mike Bino is going to be here live on the air with us talking about the latest issue of Our Wisconsin magazine. If you really wanted to relax and you want to know about the people in our state, oh, you got to read Our Wisconsin. We'll talk about it coming up at the top of the hour, a little after the top of the hour, right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Today, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Woolly Bully. I could picture him on a TV show called Shindig back on ABC TV back in the 1970s, or 60s, I guess. And he had a turban on his head, and he was at a Farfisa organ playing. He had a goatee and everything, a beard. I think, yeah, he had a full beard. And he had two hit songs, Woolly Bully and Little Red Riding Hood, and I think they vanished into obscurity. Now, when they did a show, other than those two songs, what could they possibly have played? I don't think they did shows like, you know, Taylor Swift or the Stones do today. I think they did shows where they were just one of the acts on stage with 10 other acts. No way they could carry a two-hour show, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. All right, you know, it's amazing how things can turn on a dime. A woman in South Carolina lost her job, then bought a lottery ticket a few days ago, and won $300,000. So in the span of just a couple of days, she went from not having a job to shopping for a new house. Meanwhile, now that was South Carolina. In North Carolina, a guy opened a fortune cookie that said, "Don't miss out on your chance to win big." So he bought a lottery ticket and won $200,000. You know, when I open a fortune cookie, mine says, "Watch your back."
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you? Love.
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and statewide races as well. Do your civic duty and be a voter.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
News and timeless hits from the Association and Cherish at WRJN. Hey, coming up in the next hour, Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, is going to join me. We're going to talk about the latest issue, all the things going on in Wisconsin. These are great human interest stories they write. And it's so, the color photography and the paper stock, just a beautiful magazine. We'll talk with Mike Bino coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. And at 7:25, it's Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do, in case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Just me, I'm the Pied Piper.
What are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
St. Peter's with local news and timeless hits, WRJN and the Pied Piper. It's 6:59, running late for work this morning. Maybe you don't feel like going to work at all. I'm going to help you out here. A 3,200-year-old Egyptian tablet shows attendance and work absences. This thing is 3,200 years old. Ancient Egyptians' reasons for skipping work include embalming your brother, brewing beer, and stung by a scorpion. Now, maybe except embalming your brother, you'd be able to might use some of these at work. I couldn't come in today. I was stuck by a scorpion. You don't believe me? Well, I had to embalm my brother. Still don't believe me? 3,200 years ago, people were making up excuses for not going to work, just like today. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here for local news and timeless hits at WRJN. And now it's news time. Local news.